Flatus, with special features from theflatusshow.com.
Hello, kids, how are you doing? I'm going to put some headphones in. Hold on. Hold on. I'm in New York, hold on. Hi, how you doing, kids? This is Kenty. Get a bottle of water here. It's non-carbonated water. I'll get my pills of brain candy for the night, because I'm home from Tosca. And let me put this down. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, that sounds pretty good. That's the plastic wrapper on the Silo Dixie cup here. It means that the cup is sterile. Oh, it's so sterile. And let me get my brain candy here. My vitamins. My fish oil. My cracker. Okay. Okay, and then I have brain candy, which I'm not going to take until I actually go to bed. So, take the lid off. Four of them. So this is all the prelude to the wonderful evening at the opera. They're in the Silo cup, so I can... I'm scratching the bed. I can't touch anything. So I got, let's also give you a little brief foray about my trip, a little, a little bit about my trip. Boy, this picks up everything. I'm itching my leg. I took the bus, the Peter Pan bus, $46 round trip, which is a bargain. And there was a Chinese man named Peter Chang on the bus, who I ended up chatting with. He works in the Arctic. He lives in Taiwan, and he's a photographer, and he takes pictures of polar bears, and he studies Eskimos and all these different, Inuit tribes. Jeez, are my toenails long. I need to get a toenail clipper. Where was I? Peter Chang. So he said, where are you staying? And I'm like, okay, I'm staying at this area. And he goes, I'm staying at, 103rd. Where is it? He didn't know anything about New York. He's been all over the world, but he knows nothing about New York. So he's staying up at 103rd in Amsterdam. And the bus drops you off at the Port Authority, which is 42nd Street. So I told him, I said, 60 blocks. He said, you're going to take the subway. There's a subway that takes you right there. And he goes, oh, no, I can't take the subway because of my back. And as it turned out, he had a lot of bags. He had a big bag. So he goes, you want to share a taxi? I'm like, I really didn't want to share a taxi with him. I'm like, I'll help you find a taxi. So when we got out, got the Port Authority, I helped him get a taxi. And I sent him off, and then I escaped and made my way. I went to the subway, and I bought a week pass. I'm not going to be here a week, but it was the cheapest thing I could get, because it's like $2.50 per subway ride, And so I figured I'd get a pass, and then that way I'll be comfortable. I can go anywhere. Because I'll be meeting a friend tomorrow. Busy day tomorrow. Friday's busy. So I arrive in town. I arrive at the YMCA, and it's like 1:30, and I wait in line, and it's like 10 of 2. And I say, I like the check-in, and the guy says, sorry, check-in time's 2:30. What a real boot. So I was like, whatever, Mary. I'm not going to get upset. However, I was a little nervous, they say. Nervous. Okay, anybody who knows what that opera is from gets extra credit. And I bet you, Big C, you cannot find... If you find out what this opera is, nervous. I'll give you a big fat kiss. You'll love it, too. Anyway, Big C is going to be coming to visit Rockport. Visit me in Rockport. We'll be doing podcasts together for, I think, Memorial Day weekend. So anyway, let me get back to my story. So I wait, and I go and get internet access. And it's $7.95 for 4 days. I paid $7.95 for high-speed internet access. So anyway, on the way, I was on the bus when I realized I didn't have my cell phone. I left my cell phone, I left my alarm clock at home, I left all this stuff I wanted to bring. So because of that, I was a little nervous. So I end up, signing in. So I go 2:30, I go to the desk, and I give them my reservation number. And they're like, you're not in the system. I'm like, what do you mean I'm not in the system? When did you reserve this? I'm like, I reserved this 3 months ago. So that made me a little bit more nervous. So I ended up, that they found my reservation. But, who needs that kind of shit? Who needs that kind of stress, So after I got into my room, I cooled down, took a little nap, took a shower, and then I went out and I bought a 12-pack of water, bottled water, so I can make my protein shakes for my breakfast. So I brought the protein powder for, measured out my protein powder for, 6 or 7 servings for the next few days. And I also bought some shampoo. Because I didn't have shampoo, like body wash, because the soap here is awful. And what else is there? And then I also ended up buying a phone. I bought a new phone. So let me give you my number. It's one of these cheap phones. I paid $25 for it, and I got $30 worth of time on it. So it was really a free phone. And I think if I pay $15 a month, I get, 150 minutes of talk on this phone. It sounds pretty good. So I got it, and I called my friend Pam. I'm going to be meeting tomorrow. But here's my phone number if you want to call me on it. 1-646-509-3562. And, I think that's really neat. I think that's really neat. And so I went and got my my stuff, came back here, dropped off my stuff, fooled around with my new cell phone, and called Pam, let her know, talk to her, because I sent her an email saying I forgot my phone. And she says, how could you do that? It's like funny, how could I do it? This picks up everything. I'm itching myself. Let me pull my pillow out here and lean back on it. It's not a very big pillow. So, I'm in my skivvies. I'm looking at my muscular body. It's the only way to behave in New York City. So so I came back and, you know, I was playing with my phone, setting it up, because I have to, I set the alarm on it. And so it was time, it was like 5 o'clock, 5:30. So the opera starts at 8. So I figured I'm going to take a little walk. I'll go take a walk. And I will go get some dinner. So I went to Sushi Agogo, I think it's called. And that's where I ate when I came to New York a few years ago. And I got the chicken katsu. And that's what I really wanted to get, was the chicken katsu, because it was so delicious. And they didn't have chicken katsu. They had chicken agogo, which was a, which was not a breaded, deep-fried chicken breast. It was just a sautéed chicken breast sliced up with this delicious sauce. And, what do you call it? Zucchini and asparagus. And then they had rice, too, on the side. And I also got some sushi, because last time I got some sushi, too. So I got octopus sushi, flying fish roe sushi, and fresh eel, freshwater eel sushi. And I never had eel before. And it was delicious. I would eat eel again. I'd buy eel. So that was my adventure, you know, the sushi. And the chicken was okay. It was actually very good. The sauce was very good. So I finished that and I sauntered over to the Metropolitan Opera, the Lincoln Center. And I, you know, strolled around outside, and then I went inside, and I went to the gift shop, and I wanted to see if they had a libretto there. And I find out that the gift shop used to be run by the Metropolitan Opera Guild, and when it was when the Met shop was revamped, the Metropolitan Opera took over the sales, so they got rid of, you know, all these different things they had. Because several years ago, when I was looking for the libretto for a Menotti opera called The Last Savage, and it was available online, and then when I went, and I waited until I went to the Met Opera Shop, and I forgot the title of it. I kept on saying, it's a Menotti opera. How many Menotti operas do you have? And the woman was a total cipher. And, you know, she couldn't help me. You know, she didn't know her ass from the hole in the ground. So this time I thought I'd come back and get it, but apparently all those librettos are gone. So any of that catalog is gone. So he suggested I go to the Met Opera Guild and ask them if they have it. So I might do that, I don't know, I'll just look online. So if anybody has the libretto, an English libretto for Menotti's opera called The Last Savage, please contact me. That's what you can send me. Or let me know where I can find it. So then I, you know, went in and waited in line. And then I, you know, it was like 7:15. Opera starts at 8. They let me in. So I was walking around looking at the different, they have like different displays on. For example, they have these displays of costumes that worn by famous people. They had a, you know, this, what's her name? Rosa Poncel's dress that she wore for Carmen, and Marilyn Horne's dress that she wore for Carmen, and some other things. So I was mingling around. I decided to get a drink. And so, you know, I haven't had any kind of alcohol in a long time. Not that I'm against alcohol, but, you know, it's just not, it's an empty calorie, right? But, you know, I'm in New York, and I just wanted to have fun. So I decided to get, I wanted to get a Manhattan. And when I asked for it, they're like, I'm sorry. It was because they even say cocktails, $12, right? It was kind of expensive.
So I'm like, a Manhattan is a fairly, you know, normal cocktail, right? It's not anything weird. And, you know, I said, asked for the Manhattan, and they're like, we don't have Manhattans. I'm like, well, what do you have? We have gin, we have, you know, whatever, all this stuff. So I ended up getting a scotch on the rocks, and, you know, I sipped that, you know, for a half hour. And I went, and, because I'm always up in the nosebleed section, family circle, which is very affordable. You can see the stage completely, you know, it's good, you know, it's worth it. $28, you know. So I'm up there, and they're selling these Tosca mint boxes, and there's like these little plastic boxes with like a picture of Tosca jumping out of a window. And so I bought that for my opera mints. And I said to her, I said, if you have Lulu opera mint boxes, I'm going to buy one of those on Saturday, because Lulu's my favorite opera. And she goes, oh, we don't have that, we have something for Lulu. And so we're going to find out what they have. I'm going to find out. You, and you will too, I guess, when I tell you. So, I can't tell how long this is recording. So, Tosca, I was expecting Patricia Rosette singing the role of Tosca, because she's the one who recorded, she was the one on the Met broadcast. So I just assumed that she would be Tosca. And it ended up being Daniela Dessy, who I've heard before sing Butterfly several years ago in the Met. She's good, you know? She was really good. It's a new production. It's very, it was modern, a modern production. I think the Zeffirelli set was much more, I've seen the Zeffirelli, you can get that on video and DVD, it has Hildegard Behrens and Placido Domingo and I think Cheryl Milnes. And it's much more traditional and ornate, but this one here is very sparse and modern. And it was okay, you know, it was effective, but there are certain things, like the second scene, second act I should say, in Scarpia's study. I mean, there was no desk, there was no table with food. It was light. It was like colorful. You know, you don't think of Scarpia's den as being colorful. I mean, he's a scorpion, you know, full of venom, and it was just too light. You know, I mean, it worked. She, you know, everything moved dramatically, but there were some missing elements. I mean, I think he even says in the libretto is that after Tosca kills Scarpia, she lights these candles and places them at the head of Scarpia, then covers his body up. In this production, she didn't do that. Another thing was the final scene was very interesting. I liked the set a lot, except it was kind of weird. Because in, I think, the Zeffirelli production, it starts off in the cell where Cavaradossi is, and, you know, and then it moves to the, then it transfers to the scene where he shot and Tosca jumps off the parapet. In this one, instead of Tosca at the end when Tosca jumps, instead of jumping off this wall, and you see her jump, they show her jumping out of the window, and then it freezes, and the lights go down. So it's kind of effective. You know, she sort of does the swan dive out this window, and you see her, and she's like, it stops in midair, and then the lights go down. So, but okay, the second act, let's talk about the second act. So the first act was fairly effective, and the third act was effective. The middle act, I didn't think was very effective, but it was, I mean, it worked, but it was just like, it was different. It wasn't, that's different. it was something I wasn't expecting. Another thing is that they had these huge windows. I mean, they must have been 12 feet or more tall and like 3 feet wide. You could tell that there was plastic, not glass. Sorry, it's late. Every time they went to open up the window, it was flimsy. It was like made of balsa wood and saran wrap. So it was kind of funny, you know. So, anyway. So that's that. That's the opera weekend so far. It's Tosca. I'm trying to think of other things that happened to me. So, I had great seats for Tosca, let me tell you. No one was sitting next to my right. You know, it was at this perfect seat. 210. If you ever B210 or whatever that seat is, it's a great seat. In fact, I want to take a look. I want to see what my other seats are in comparison to this, because this seat, B row B, seat 210, is my favorite seat. So if I ever get tickets again, I want to see if they have that seat available, because you can see everything. No one's in front of you. Let's see. Fliegen to Hollander, where am I? Oh, okay, I'm at D, so I'm a little further back, 206. Okay. And then, where am I sitting here? A, 102. So, I don't know where 102 is, but I'm in the first row. A, 102. So there. So I'm in the same section for the Fliegen to Hollander, but I'm back. Couple rows, two rows, and Lulu, I'm for closer, but I'm further over. I don't know where seat 102 is. Yeah, exciting kids. So, and Deborah Voigt is singing "Fliegen to Hollander," I think tomorrow, or maybe it's that new chick. There's a person who's who knows what I'm going to see tomorrow night. Oops, sorry about that noise. So anyway, I sat next to this woman. I keep on forgetting to talk. I don't even know her name. But apparently she sometimes sees six operas a week, or six shows. She'll see a matinee and an evening performance on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. She told me she's went to 400 different shows this year. Okay? She has two Met subscriptions, one for Thursday night, one for Saturday matinee. And then she buys individual operas to fill in. And she's seen this Tosca three times now with three different sopranos. Because apparently they had Carita Matila singing Tosca in the fall. And then I think Daniela Desse was supposed to sing Tosca on the Met broadcast, but I think she couldn't get in here because of the volcano problem in Iceland, and you know she couldn't get here from Europe. So Patricia Rosette, you know, sang the role of Tosca, which I was expecting to see because I love Patricia Rosette. So anyway, this woman was fascinating. She told me about all the stuff she's seen. And it was like that the last time I was here. I talked to the woman who she had a subscription. She comes, you know, three times a week or whatever. I mean, the Met must love people like that, you know, that these have these subscriptions. So, anyway, Tosca was wonderful, having a great time. And tomorrow I have an appointment to see a personal trainer, Jason White, who used to be host of Strength Radio and a podcast. It's now, he doesn't do it any longer. And then I'm going to see my friend Pam Wong, and she promised, I asked her if she would want to do an interview, and she said maybe. I said, we'll find out, if I do that. And then tomorrow night, Fliegende Hollander. So I need to get to bed, kids, and I will talk to you guys later.